listen to Unmill Radio.
This is Unmill Radio. The time is 11 o'clock.
This is Unmill Radio, the official voice of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. The Unmill Radio News at 11 a.m. Justin Connell. President-elect George Weah has committed to taking steps in education to develop the minds of the youth. Mr. Weah spoke Tuesday in Monrovia at the ECOWAS Human Rights Day, celebrated under the theme Promoting Rights to Education Towards the ECOWAS Vision 2020. He said the rebuilding of Liberia's education sector after 14 years of civil war will continue to be a serious challenge to successive governments of Liberia. President-elect Weah said the war did not only destroy the country's educational infrastructures, but also changed the people's attitude towards education and created a huge demand for qualified teachers and professors for schools, vocational institutions, and universities. He hopes that ECOWAS and the international community will give their support. Authorities at the government hospital in Buchanan Grand Bassa County are calling for the relocation of the hospital facility to a spacious environment. The hospital administrator told Army Radio that the facility is small to accommodate the number of patients seeking treatment at the hospital. As a Banning pointed out that this is affecting the effective operations of the hospital. Benny stressed that relocating that facility to a bigger land space will enable the medical staff to adequately provide health care services to the people of Grand Bassa County and neighboring counties. The head of the Project Management Committee in Grand Bassa County has outlined several communities' projects that have been completed and turned over to the county's administration. Tiwa Bidel named some of the projects as the construction of bridges and public latrines and the rehabilitation of some public schools. He also disclosed that the committee has donated 2 buses to the Grand Bassa County Community College and the Liberia Government Hospital in the county. Mr. Bidel told Army Radio that the projects implemented over the years were part of the county's social development fund received from Acelometa for its operations in the county. The news is coming to you from Army Radio, the official voice of the United Nations mission in Liberia. Japan has told an international meeting on North Korea that the war should not be blamed to Pyongyang's recent charm offensive. Foreign Minister Taro Kono's comments in Canada come as North and South Korea discuss Pyongyang's plans to participate in the Winter Olympics. The 20 foreign ministers at the talks agree to increase pressure on Pyongyang, but they also expressed support for the ongoing North-South discussions. North Korea has in the past 2 years rapidly advanced its nuclear and conventional weapons programs, despite increasing international sanctions. And American officials say the U.S. is withholding more than half of the $125 million installment destined for the U.N. Relief Agency for the Palestinians. It will provide $60 million in aid to the U.N. Relief and Works Agency, but will hold back a further $65 million. A UN official said the move will also have devastating consequences for hundreds of thousands of vulnerable people. President Donald Trump said earlier the U.S. could cut aid if Palestinians rejected peace efforts with Israel. The U.S. funds almost 30% of the UN agency's work overall and gave $370 million last year. The money withheld is part of this year's first installment. That's the Army Radio News, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Unmill, you can log on to www.unmill.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmill2003, or twitter.com/unmillnews. I am Justin Kono. Good morning.
broadcasting.